flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Orris.
Good Saturday afternoon. It's me, Rich Orris, welcoming you to Ride at Home with Rich. We have a great design build information packed hour ahead of us today. I have a special guest from Normandy Remodeling out of Chicago, Illinois, with me today to help cover everything design build, the process, the specialties, and you know, we can cover why do we meet, why do we talk with other companies, what are we trying to do, sharing information and ideas. My On the Road with Rich segment for everybody. Stay tuned to hear how it's helpful to talk about budgeting in that first consultation meeting. This week's hack again, today is on the exterior of your home. I know everybody wants a power wash. What not to power wash on the outside of your home? You do not want to miss that for sure. But for now, I would like to get started and just introduce our guest from Normandy Design Build Remodeling in Chicago, Illinois, Liz Reefschneider. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing today, Liz?
I'm good, Rich. How are you? I'm happy to be here.
I am doing wonderful. You know, it's beautiful right now, and you know, we're having a great time, and I love, you know, getting together and being able to talk about, you know, the different things that we do and share information and stuff, you know, from company to company and everything. So I thought I'd just kind of start out a little bit with you, Liz, and let the listeners kind of learn like who you are, what you do, and some stuff like that. So you know, are you originally from the Chicago area?
No, I'm actually from St. Louis.
I grew up
in Belleville. Yeah, I grew up in Belleville.
Okay.
And moved up to Chicago for school, basically. So I have my degree in interior design and just fell in love with Chicago and stayed up here. Still here.
Awesome. No, that's great. Chicago is an awesome place. We've got some, my wife has some, I should say, relatives up in that area near like Gary, Indiana and stuff, not far from there. But I would say, how did you get interested in, you know, design and remodeling and all that? What kind of got you started?
It was just always there. I mean, as a child, I was, you know, building forts with pillows off the sofa cushions, and then it turned into rearranging all the furniture and drawing floor plans and building houses out of Legos. It was just always there.
Yeah.
And so as an adult, you know, when I was in college, I discovered interior design as an actual profession, and just that was it. So just never really considered anything else.
Yeah, no, awesome. So can you just kind of explain like your position there at Normandy? What exactly do you do for your clients?
So I'm an interior designer. I specialize in kitchen and bath design. Basically anything on the inside of the home is my focus. And I meet with clients and, you know, meet them at their homes and discuss their various projects and then start designing. So it's just super fun. I love it. I love the getting into someone's home and really making a difference for them and how they live. It's really amazing and rewarding.
Oh, yeah. No, it truly is. I love, you know, being able to see the changes myself. I was more from the field. I actually used to build it all. So it's a different level of kind of, you know, good feeling as far as I used to be like, wow, I made that happen with my hands. I painted it. I nailed it together. Now it's more, I worked with our designers and everything and really how to build it and created this great space and everything. So it is interesting. It's a little different kind of feel on, you know, more client related, you know, on that field than it really is what I built or, you know, how it turned out quality wise and stuff like that. But you know, what, so there at Normandy, you know, what exactly do you guys specialize in? What's the whole spectrum of what you guys take care of?
Yeah, we do additions as well. We do a lot of additions. We don't build new homes from scratch, but we add on second stories, first floors, basements, mm-hmm. you know, kitchen bump outs, front porches. We do all sorts of remodeling projects, basically. And, you know, we do a lot of attic conversions, basement remodels, and then just taking someone's first floor, what I love to do, and take their whole first floor and just rearrange it. So we
yeah.
do all of that. It's really great.
That is awesome. So kind of, if you could just touch on like that whole design build firm, like what exactly does that mean for you guys and for your clients?
Yeah, it's a really great approach to doing, you know, a big project because we're designing it and we're building it. And that whole, how much does it cost? Really, we have such a great tool for figuring that out for people on the front end, because when you do it the opposite way with a contractor or an architect, you don't know how much it's going to cost until you're looking back on it. And so design build really allows you to design the project first, and then you're able to price it. So you're pricing it as you're designing it. So you really can examine this every which way that's needed to and understand what you can get for certain different amounts of money. And so it's just really fun working with clients and helping them decide what's the best approach. And,
yeah.
And, you know, what do they want this project to be? What do they want their home to be?
Yeah, no, and it is so important to talk about that, you know, that money, that budget, you know, what things are going to be up front. And actually, it's kind of funny because you literally just led me right into my On the Road with Rich segment, because what I wanted to talk about today was, you know, a meeting that I had about a week ago and basically went out looking at a design build type project. And, you know, the clients, they wanted to completely redo their kitchen, take out a wall, move the sink, create an island, you know, shift things around. There was a low ceiling they wanted to take out. Then when you go to the second floor, they wanted to kind of same thing, completely redo like a large bathroom, fill in a door that used to go to the outside with their brick and everything. They wanted to kind of relocate the laundry room and then take the laundry room and create a full bath out of that laundry room area, which was a decent enough sized area that, you know, I think we could have made it fit, you know, really well and work it out. But, you know, in that first meeting, you know, what I always do is a budgeting exercise with these clients. I really want to get down to, you know, at this point, like you were talking about, Liz, it's hard. You get to work through it and create those estimates and work on that cost as you go. But up front, you know, I use more of just like wider ranges to kind of let them know, you know, moving that bathroom is going to cost around here, and kitchens are here to here, and just to really get them, you know, in a good place and everything. So I kind of started asking them. This one was interesting because I was like, well, what were you hoping for? Did you have any budgets in mind? Have you done any research? And they had another actual company come out before, a couple months before, and they talked about how this company came out. They looked at everything. They went back. They designed some stuff for what they called weeks. I don't know how long, but, you know, they designed stuff for weeks. They came back to them, went over some of it. They said it wasn't quite everything, but, yeah, they said it was $120,000. And you know, the client was like, wow, we were, like, really hoping for, like, $60,000, like, both floors. And I'm going, wow, you know, so I'm doing my budgeting exercises, letting them know that, yeah, we're going to be there too. Like that 120 is probably, you know, your spot, if not even possibly more once we get the whole list in and we figure out what all your selections are. And they were really like kind of sat back and said, wow, you know, thank you for not going back and working on stuff for a month or a month and a half and then coming back to us saying it's too much.
Mm-hmm. You know, important to set those expectations.
Absolutely. So, you know, I would say, so what do you guys do in that first design, you know, consultation? What's your strategy, your goals? What are you trying to accomplish in that meeting?
Well, we're really trying to build a relationship with the client. Because it is such a long journey that you go on with people. So you really want to try to establish a good relationship, but you also do need to have those general conversations about the budget range to make sure, like you said, like if they want to do a whole primary suite and they want to spend $30,000, that's probably not realistic.
Exactly.
So you need to sort of have some, you know, we don't focus too much on ranges. I mean, we kind of have to be careful about that, but you do need to sort of set that expectation that, hey, this is going to be in the realm of this. Is that something you're willing to invest?
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's funny because, you know, coming from the field and then getting into, you know, the consulting and meeting with people and looking at their wishes and their dreams and their needs and stuff up front, you know, it is very different because, you know, we all grew up like you didn't talk about money, right? No one speaks about money. About a month or so ago, after my daughter had graduated high school, I was actually sitting down and I was showing her like what I earn, like literal, like, Here's my pay stub, and I'm going. And she was kind of curious, like, what's it take to live the way that we live, you know? And my wife looked at me like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, because you're still stuck in this don't talk about money thing, you know? It was what they pushed growing up, is like, you know, don't do that. And now it's like, no, you have to do that to set that expectation and really, you know, understand. So just like I'm trying to set that expectation with a client, you know, I'm trying to set that expectation with my daughter. Like, yeah, think about your path and what you're going to do. And because kind of here's where you need to be, if not even further, because of time and years from now. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen with the economy, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, if you get through college or different stuff like that. But it's so important to talk about the money. I think it's just, you know, really...
Yeah, it's an education, right? You need to, that's what we do a lot of times with our clients, is we're simply educating them on how much it costs to build things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is great, you know, to be able to, you know, in the design build, you know, facet here of you can work through it and keep working on that as you go. So literally, you know, through that whole design build process, I'm probably setting that expectation like 3 or 4 different times, you know, make sure we're still there and that it's working and things like that. And, you know, and for the listeners out there, to kind of give them an idea, you know, like, why am I talking to Liz here? Why are we going through stuff? Why would we even, you know, speak with a company from Chicago, Illinois? Well, we speak with companies from, you know, across the country. We're in a couple different groups together. You know, there's the big dogs, there's Prime, there's these groups that, you know, all these design build firms get together, and you guys are in some of those with us. And, you know, we just share information. We talk about what's happening on the East Coast and the West Coast, and how's it coming to, you know, towards Chicago and St. Louis. And I'm sure it probably gets to you guys, you know, a little quicker sometimes than we're next. But it's, you know, really, what are you trying to do? What are you having success with? And really just trying to be the best company that we can be for everybody, with all the ideas we can find out there, you know, is really, I think, the major point in that, and what, you know, you guys and us and, you know, everybody in those groups is really trying to accomplish. I remember years back, Scott would always say, you know, oh, I'm going to get my whooping. You know, he's going to this meeting, he's going to tell them what we do, and they're going to say, oh, you're crazy. And then 2 years later, they're all going to do it because it turned out to be this, you know, wonderful thing that's actually working out, you know, really super well for everybody. So, yeah, a lot of fun there. We've been doing this for years and years with you guys and with all kinds of, you know, companies across the country. So that's kind of the reasoning we do what we do. And I did want to tell everybody, you can find Normandy, you know, in Chicago at normandyremodeling.com, or you can give them a call at 630-455-5600. So Liz, we're going to get into our first break here for everybody. We'll pick up on this, and we will get so much more out there about what we do right after these messages.
And now, here's Rich's Right at Home Hack.
All right, everybody, you heard the man, Rich's Right at Home Hack right now. And I want to say, you know, spring is pretty much ending here. Summer is kicking into high gear. Everybody's working outside, cleaning up the outside of their home for the summer season. You know, but before you power wash the exterior of your home, did you know there are several items on your home that are vulnerable to damage that should not be power washed? You know, and the first one on my list here is doors and windows. You know, giving windows and doors a quick wash may seem like a really great idea, but, you know, when you really consider how difficult it can be to reach second floor windows and everything, I get the reason you'd want to just wash them off that way. But still, you have to understand the seals around those windows and doors can't really hold up to that high pressure spray produced by that power washer. So you really want to take care and make sure you don't just drive water in, causing leaks into your home's walls or even breaking. It can break the seal of that insulated glass with the power on the glass, and then your windows end up fogging up later over time in the mornings and stuff, and you got to get that replaced. So the bottom line here is be very careful when power washing around your doors and windows, or call the professionals so you don't really have to worry about it. So, hey, everybody out there, man, if you want to hear this hack or any of my hacks, you can find them every week on my Facebook. Search Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook. Take you right to me, and you can find all of my hacks there. And so, hey, we're going to get back into this awesome design build conversation we're having here today with Liz Reifschneider from Normandy Design Build Remodeling out of Chicago, Illinois. You know, we're having this great conversation about how to, you know, design, build, get through the process and everything. And I did want to kind of get into just the whole Chicago area thing too. We're in St. Louis, they're in Chicago. You know, Liz, what are people in Chicago really looking for in their remodeling?
Well, people, I mean, a lot of it's kind of changed a little bit with the pandemic, right?
Like, yes.
People want home offices. You know, the trend for so long was to open everything up. Now people kind of want walls again. So it's just people are living a little bit differently. Oh, they want good outdoor space. But in terms of, like, you know, color trends, it's really interesting. Green is a really popular color nowadays. So I've done a lot of green kitchens the past couple of years, which is super fun. And blue as well has been pretty popular. Blonde, you know, white oak, like not the honey oak from the 80s. Not the, you know, white maple from the 90s, but kind of more of like a nice blonde riff cut oak is really popular. So it's, yeah, that's kind of those are the main trends. You know, we're kind of done with gray. We've been done with gray for a while. So
yes,
gold is here to stay. So people shouldn't be afraid of gold anymore. I know a lot of clients are like, no, it's just going to trend out, but it's very strong. I think that's gold is here for a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. You kind of said, you know, the difference since the pandemic in people wanting different things like walls and separation and things. You know, one of the biggest things that I've noticed in the past 2 years, you know, for years and years, we were like, oh, you don't need wires. You know, everything's wireless. We put these systems in. You can do everything's wireless. And all of a sudden, pretty much kind of like what we're doing today, you know, we're broadcast, you're in Chicago, we've got all this stuff hooked up. A lot of these things you need like an actual wired internet connection for. I've had so many clients, can you get me a wire to this room so that I can do Zoom meetings and not have an issue on my wireless internet?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, we just like totally went backwards, like 10 years at least, you know, but it is amazing. We're doing things so differently, you know, in our work and in our lives and everything. It has really changed what we do remodeling and what we're needing to, you know, fulfill the needs and these clients for. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice to have a change, right? There's just totally different things to consider now. Everyone's spending more time at home and appreciating their home. So it's really wonderful to help, you know, to help a client make their home the best, you know, the best place for them to be.
Yeah. And so, you know, how do you think that people should know or understand like when it's time to remodel? Like what should they really be thinking about or how would they even know? Like, I think it's time to remodel.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is I usually get my shower's leaking or this cabinet door fell off or my oven doesn't work anymore. You know, those are kind of a lot of the times people's real impetus for calling us. But it's really also, you know, if you're outgrowing your home, right? You've got two kids and now you have four. And so you've really outgrown your home. So you need to look around at, well, there's not a lot of homes to buy right now. The housing market's not... there's not a lot out there. So people are, you know, remodeling their homes so they can stay because people love their neighborhood and they want to stay and invest the money in their home.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Same deal going on here in St. Louis. Absolutely, for sure. So I guess what I would probably ask from your point of view, you know, looking towards the client when they're looking, they figure that out. They're like, okay, yeah, it's time to remodel. We should probably just, you know, add on. We're growing, whatever. What do you feel clients should really be looking at, you know, when they're looking for a remodeling company?
I think, you know, a company who's stable, who's got a little bit of longevity, and also read the reviews. You know, everyone does online reviews. So read those reviews, make sure they look legit, make sure they don't look like they were written by, you know, someone hired. And it just, you know, you can tell a legitimate review from an actual person versus one that's just kind of fake. So I think reviews are so important, and word of mouth, obviously a ton of our business is referrals and repeat customers. It's probably more than 50% of our business.
So, yeah. I actually do numbers on mine sometimes because, yeah, our repeat business, you know, I've been here at Mosby over 20 years. I've been doing the consulting and all of this for maybe 13 or 14. And it's just so much repeat business. I literally have, you know, months at a time where everything that I do is repeat business. Mm-hmm. You know, just all of them. And it's so nice to be somewhere where, you know, you produce that up front so that, you know, clients want to come back for another go around, two, three, four, even.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah, for sure. So let's kind of look at the your guys's, you know, design build process. We kind of talked about that in-home design consultation, you know, coming out, doing that. I guess the only thing I'd probably ask you that you maybe didn't put out there in the initial part about what that consultation endures is there any type of fee or anything to that initial consultation for you guys?
There would be if we're looking at a whole house renovation.
Okay.
Because we put so much work into pricing and planning those initial designs. We do renderings. We do, you know, I will sit down and design your kitchen or your bathroom. I put a lot of effort into putting that all together. So if it's one kitchen, we don't really take a fee. We just kind of get to work. But if it's a kitchen and two bathrooms and adding a mudroom, then that's probably getting into design fee territory.
Sure.
And it just kind of depends on the scope of the project.
Yeah. And so, you know, developing the blueprints and, you know, choosing all the different design elements and stuff, kind of how do you guys handle like those selections and things like that for your clients?
So we have two showrooms that are huge. We have all the cabinet doors in there, tons of displays, tons of tile samples, plumbing fixtures, cabinet hardware, countertop samples. And we really meet with our clients primarily in those showrooms. And if, you know, we can't have everything in the world in there, obviously. So if there's something that we want and we just don't have it in there, I go out and do the legwork on procuring more samples and doing research and stuff like that. But basically, we meet mostly in our showrooms and pull it all together. So it's very convenient for everyone.
Oh, no, that is awesome. And, you know, so I was kind of looking through your website and stuff at some of these things. And, you know, it talked about obtaining building permits, project management. I love the thing about the life during construction, you know, and for me, it's easy to when I see these things, you know, the day to day experience during construction, you know, being just as important as the actual finished results. So can you touch briefly on like that whole construction process and what all do you guys handle for everybody?
Yeah, so we try to make it as livable as possible because I'd say probably 95% of our clients are living through these projects.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do, you've got a dumpster in the driveway or the street or somewhere. Sometimes we'll do shoots out of a window so that we don't have to cart everything through, you know, down the stairs and through the front or back door. We do zipper walls of plastic, floor protection. The superintendent, that's who kind of runs the day-to-day construction part. He sends out nightly updates on here's what happened today, here's what's happening tomorrow. So the client really understands, you know, the progress and what's going on. But, yeah, I mean, remodeling's, it's not super easy to live through, right?
It's not, yeah.
We try to do our best, but it's, you know, it's rough, but it's totally worth it in the end.
Yeah, no, and I love, you know, we kind of do the same thing, what you said about like those nightly updates and things like that. It's truly about the communication, setting the expectations, knowing what you're going to be up against. And then it just kind of really just gets everybody in a good place and understanding, you know, exactly what's going to happen and all of that. So Liz, can you one more time just kind of let everybody know how can they get a hold of you guys and find you guys out there in Chicago area?
Yeah. So the website is normandyremodeling.com and you can always give us a call at 630-455-5600. And yeah, check out our reviews too. We do have some pretty awesome reviews that we really try to, you know, keep adding fresh ones.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do the same. And, you know, for everybody here in the St. Louis area, you know, same kind of process, same thing. You know, we go through. You can find us at callmosby.com or give us a call at 314-909-1800, and we can do the same thing for everybody here. I'll come out and check you out. But we're going to be in a break right here, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. We are in our final segment here, but having a great time and an awesome conversation here with our friends from the Chicago, Illinois area, Normandy Design Build Remodeling up there. And we're talking today with Liz Reifschneider. And, you know, she does designing and all that fun interior design stuff for them up there. So a lot of similarities here with our company and their company. And we kind of touched on, like, how we meet and you know, a couple times a year and with all kinds of other companies and exchange information and share ideas and talk about what we're doing with our computer programs and CRMs and, you know, all this different kind of stuff to really set great expectations and really, you know, do everything we can for the best pleasurable experience around the board for every client that we have. So Liz, I would kind of bring this into the pandemic just a little bit more again, and kind of, you know, let's kind of chat about some of the challenges that we're still facing, you know, going through this. And, you know, one of ours here for sure is, you know, labor shortages. You know, is it harder these days for you guys too to find great, you know, experienced workers to kind of perform these projects for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, when we've done a lot more projects than we have, like, in years past, like, the volume is just so much higher. So we just strategize, you know, kind of spacing them out, and you can only build a certain amount with the same amount of tradespeople.
Yeah.
You can't go from 80 to 150, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's definitely been a challenge for us. But I think we're managing it as best we can.
Yeah. And you know, I've read a lot of stories and I've done research. You know, I talked maybe a month or so ago about the labor shortages on the air here on the show, and was kind of, you know, there was an article about the electricians, you know, across the country, that basically it was kind of amazing that some of the numbers that they were saying, like, they are hiring 7,000 electricians across the country per month, bringing
wow.
in new electricians. But then where it really all started going downhill was when they talked about how they're having 10,000 electricians per month retire.
Mm.
And I'm like, whoa, that's, yeah, wait, that's going backwards, folks.
Like, yeah, that math doesn't help us.
Yeah, math is not working out. And, you know, so the other day I was actually in a golf tournament, and we have a lot of people here at Mosby that have been here for 15, 20, you know, years, project managers and the head of our painting division and myself. And, you know, so I was with one of our project managers in this golf tournament that his 20-year anniversary is this fall. We were kind of talking about, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, so you came on, you know, about exactly a year before I did. But he's retiring next year. And I'm like, oh, gosh, like, I hope they're looking now, you know, like, it's going to take us, you know, to find these people takes so much time and effort, you know, and working at it to get, you know, enough people in and good people and stuff like that. And it was just so different for me when I was working in the field, and, you know, there was just jobs were out there. There was a lot of workers. You really, it just wasn't an issue, you know, whatsoever like that. But yeah, it's definitely affected those timelines and everything. So I'm sure, you know, you guys are probably facing a lot of some of the same challenges for those, you know, as far as the realistic project time leads and things like that. And when you start projects, can you kind of touch on, you know, how that's been affected with COVID and the labor shortage and everything?
Yeah, I mean, the timelines are stretched out a little bit, mainly because, you know, cabinetry takes much longer to get produced than it did before. It used to be, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. Now it's like 17 to 21, depending on which line we use.
Yeah.
So that's pushing out the start dates, but we're also able to use that time to order all the plumbing and the tile, because those have smaller lead times typically, so we can make sure we get that in while we're waiting for cabinetry. So it's not too bad, but obviously, you know, it's a little different world right now. So we're just trying to keep up with the constant changes.
Yeah, and boy, it just makes you have to think kind of so far ahead too, you know, because kind of thinking about, you know, doing things before weather changes in the winter and things like that, we're just having to plan out so far to try and figure that out. Are you guys, and I'm sure the Chicago winters, things like that, are you guys kind of having the same challenges, like, of trying to find that good date to start and when you really can hit it?
Well, we usually we put straw. If we're doing an addition and we need to do concrete, we'll put straw on the ground to keep the ground warmer. So that's something we've always kind of done. So I guess we're used to the winters. So that hasn't really changed for us. But, you know, what's window lead times are ridiculous. So that's kind of a factor in pushing things out, actually, making sure, you know, we put plywood up while we're waiting for windows, but it's still, you know, no one wants to live in the dead of winter with just plywood and not a nice insulated window. I'd say window lead times actually are kind of more of a factor for us for pushing out start dates on those sorts of projects.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And I guess it is a little bit different for us here in St. Louis because, you know, our winter's probably not quite as cold, definitely not as windy, and shorter. So, you know, we're always...
I miss those winters.
Yeah, I bet you do, for sure. Yeah, we're always kind of scheduling around, like, you know, get the foundation in by, like, you know, early December so that you can then build through the cold, you know, but then we're back at it, you know, March. I mean, we're back out of it. Sometimes even there's weeks in February when, you know, we'll get the Indian summer and it'll be perfect weather to do a foundation or something like that. So yeah, we're able to kind of work around that a bit more, but yeah, you guys are probably so used to having to deal with that cold for a lot longer time.
Yeah, and we do sort of build the shell. We'll build the new addition first and put up, you know, the insulation on the inside. Then we rip apart the inside.
Yeah.
So we kind of approach it that way, which helps too.
Yeah, definitely gets that protection around it, dried in, and that's the exact same thing, you know, we would go through, is basically get that shell there, dried in, insulated, then you can come through the walls and start opening things up. And that's what, you know, it's kind of like you were talking about earlier, educating clients on how these processes go and what happens. You know, I'm constantly going over that with clients, because then we can be there for, like, you know, they don't realize that we could be there for like a month, maybe 4 to 6 weeks before we're even actually breaking through your wall. So if we start now, you know, when they're like, oh, wow, that's, you know, that's interesting. But yeah, there's so much stuff that people just don't know, you know, if it's not what you do and you just haven't learned it. So I would be curious too, like, you know, we've given out numbers and websites and different things, but can you kind of just tell people, like, what can they find about you guys, you know, from your website?
Well, there's great pictures of all of our work. We've got, I think, 20 designers, 20 plus or minus designers. So you can look up all the individual designers and see everyone's work that they've produced. House is also a good resource for us as well. We have a ton of our work on House, as well as reviews. yeah, I think, you know, the website, it's always nice to look at pretty pictures. Like Instagram is good too for that. Facebook as well. I think all the social media platforms, we try to really be present on.
Yeah.
And I just encourage people, if they're interested, just call us and have a conversation with a designer. We can really talk you through kind of the initial process and how it works and chat about your project and, you know, just kind of take it from there.
Yeah. So what kind of like recognitions and stuff have you guys had, awards or anything like that on there?
Yeah, we, NARI, we submit for a lot of awards for that, mm-hmm. and NKBA.
Yeah.
And there's also, we use one of our cabinet lines, Crystal, that's a cabinet company in Minnesota.
Yep.
And we submit for awards with them as well. So yeah, we kind of try to submit what we can. And yeah, that's been rewarding, I guess, for us designers.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been in business out there?
Over 40 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty long time.
Yeah. So one more time, can you just give out that website, that phone number for everybody in the Chicago area?
Yeah. So it's normandyremodeling.com. And the phone number is 630-455-5600.
Yeah, and I would tell everybody out there, you know, being from St. Louis, we've worked with you guys through these groups. We know that you are trying, like us, to do the right thing, to be the best that you can be, forever changing. It's why we even, you know, have these meetings and do all this stuff. So, again, for everybody around town here in the St. Louis area, I can come out, I can see your stuff, I can help you through everything. You can jump on our website at callmosby.com. You can give our office a call at 314-909-1800. You can walk into our studio in the heart of Kirkwood here. So, Liz, hey, thanks for coming on. I had a great time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. It was my pleasure. It was really fun.
All right. We'll talk to everybody else next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're listening to Ride at Home with Rich. And now, here's your host, Rich Horace.
All right, guys, we are back. We are in our final segment here, but having a great time and an awesome conversation here with our friends from the Chicago, Illinois area, Normandy Design Build Remodeling up there. And we're talking today with Liz Reifschneider. And, you know, she does designing and all that fun interior design stuff for them up there. So a lot of similarities here with our company and their company. And we kind of touched on like how we meet and you know, a couple times a year and with all kinds of other companies and exchange information and share ideas and talk about what we're doing with our computer programs and CRMs and, you know, all this different kind of stuff to really set great expectations and really, you know, do everything we can for the best pleasurable experience around the board for every client that we have. So Liz, I would kind of bring this into the pandemic just a little bit more again, and kind of, you know, let's kind of chat about some of the challenges that we're still facing, you know, going through this. And, you know, one of ours here for sure is, you know, labor shortages. You know, is it harder these days for you guys too to find great, you know, experienced workers to kind of perform these projects for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, when we've done a lot more projects than we have like in years past, like the volume is just so much higher. So we just strategize, you know, kind of spacing them out, and you can only build a certain amount with the same amount of tradespeople.
Yeah.
You can't go from 80 to 150. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's definitely been a challenge for us, but I think we're managing it as best we can.
Yeah, and you know, I've read a lot of stories and I've done research. You know, I talked maybe a month or so ago about the labor shortages on the air here on the show and was kind of, you know, there was an article about the electricians, you know, across the country, that basically it was kind of amazing that some of the numbers that they were saying, like, they are hiring 7,000 electricians across the country per month, bringing wow. in new electricians. But then where it really all started going downhill was when they talked about how they're having 10,000 electricians per month retire. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, that's, yeah, wait, that's going backwards, folks.
Like, yeah, that math doesn't help us.
Yeah, math is not working out. And, you know, so the other day I was actually in a golf tournament, and we have a lot of people here at Mosby that have been here for 15, 20, you know, years, project managers and the head of our painting division and myself. And, you know, so I was with one of our project managers in this golf tournament that his 20-year anniversary is this fall. We were kind of talking about, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, so you came on, you know, about exactly a year before I did. But he's retiring next year. And I'm like, oh, gosh, like, I hope they're looking now, you know, like, it's going to take us, you know, to find these people takes so much time and effort, you know, and working at it to get, you know, enough people in and good people and stuff like that. And it was just so different for me when I was working in the field. And, you know, there was just jobs were out there. There was a lot of workers. You really, it just wasn't an issue, you know, whatsoever like that. But yeah, it's definitely affected those timelines and everything. So I'm sure, you know, you guys are probably facing a lot of some of the same challenges for those, you know, as far as the realistic project time leads and things like that. And when you start projects, can you kind of touch on, you know, how that's been affected with COVID and the labor shortage and everything?
Yeah, I mean, the timelines are stretched out a little bit, mainly because, you know, cabinetry takes much longer to get produced than it did before. It used to be, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. Now it's like 17 to 21, depending on which line we use.
Yeah.
So that's pushing out the start dates. But we're also able to use that time to order all the plumbing and the tile, because those have smaller lead times typically. So we can make sure we get that in while we're waiting for cabinetry. So it's not too, too bad. But obviously, you know, it's a little different world right now. So we're just trying to keep up with the constant changes.
Yeah. And boy, it just makes you have to think kind of so far ahead too, you know, because kind of thinking about, you know, doing things before weather changes in the winter and things like that, we're just having to plan out so far to try and figure that out. Are you guys, and I'm sure the Chicago winters, things like that, are you guys kind of having the same challenges, like, of trying to find that good date to start and when you really can hit it?
Well, we usually, actually, we put straw, if we're doing an addition and we need to do concrete, we'll put straw on the ground to keep the ground warmer. So that's something we've always kind of done. So I guess we're used to the winters. So that hasn't really changed for us. But, you know, what's window lead times are ridiculous. So that's kind of a factor in pushing things out, actually, making sure, you know, we put plywood up while we're waiting for windows, but it's still, you know, no one wants to live in the dead of winter with just plywood and not a nice insulated window.
So, yeah.
I'd say window lead times actually are kind of more of a factor for us for pushing out start dates on those sorts of projects.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And I guess it is a little bit different for us here in St. Louis because, you know, our winter's probably not quite as cold, definitely not as windy, and shorter. So, you know, we're always...
I miss those winters.
Yeah, I bet you do, for sure. Yeah, we're always kind of scheduling around, like, you know, get the foundation in by, like, you know, early December so that you can then build through the cold, you know, but then we're back at it, you know, March. I mean, we're back out of it. Sometimes even there's weeks in February when, you know, we'll get the Indian summer and it'll be perfect weather to do a foundation or something like that. So yeah, we're able to kind of work around that a bit more. But yeah, you guys are probably so used to having to deal with that cold for a lot longer time.
Yeah, and we do sort of build the shell. We'll build the new addition first and put up the insulation on the inside. Then yeah. we rip apart the inside.
Yeah.
So we kind of approach it that way, which helps too.
Yeah, definitely gets that protection around it, dried in, and that's the exact same thing, you know, we would go through is basically get that shell there, dried in, insulated, then you can come through the walls and start opening things up. And that's what, you know, it's kind of like you were talking about earlier, educating clients on how these processes go and what happens. You know, I'm constantly going over that with clients because then we can be there for like, you know, they don't realize that we could be there for like a month, maybe four to 6 weeks before we're even actually breaking through your wall. So if we start now, you know, when they're like, oh, wow, that's, you know, that's interesting. But yeah, there's so much stuff that people just don't know, you know, if it's not what you do and you just haven't learned it. So I would be curious too, like, you know, we've given out numbers and websites and different things, but can you kind of just tell people, like, what can they find about you guys, you know, from your website?
Well, there's great pictures of all of our work. We've got, I think, 20 designers, 20 plus or minus designers. So you can look up all the individual designers and see everyone's work that they've produced. House is also a good resource for us as well. We have a ton of our work on House as well as reviews. But yeah, I think, you know, the website, it's always nice to look at pretty pictures. Like Instagram is good too for that. Facebook as well. I think all the social media platforms we try to really be present on.
Yeah.
And I just encourage people, if they're interested, just call us and have a conversation with a designer. We can really talk you through kind of the initial process and how it works and chat about your project and, you know, kind of take it from there.
Yeah. So what kind of like recognitions and stuff have you guys had, awards or anything like that on there?
Yeah, we, NARI, we submit for a lot of awards for that, and NKBA.
Yeah.
And there's also, we use one of our cabinet lines, Crystal. That's a cabinet company in Minnesota.
Yep.
And we submit for awards with them as well. So yeah, we kind of try to submit what we can. And yeah, that's been rewarding, I guess, for us designers.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been in business out there?
Over 40 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty long time.
Yeah. So one more time, can you just give out that website, that phone number for everybody in the Chicago area?
Yeah. So it's normandyremodeling.com. And the phone number is 630-455-5600.
Yeah. And I would tell everybody out there, you know, being from St. Louis, we've worked with you guys through these groups. We know that you are trying, like us, to do the right thing, to be the best that you can be, forever changing. It's why we even, you know, have these meetings and do all this stuff. So again, for everybody around town here in the St. Louis area, I can come out, I can see your stuff, I can help you through everything. You can jump on our website at callmosby.com. You can give our office a call at 314-909-1800. You can walk into our studio in the heart of Kirkwood here. So, Liz, hey, thanks for coming on. I had a great time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. It was my pleasure. It was really fun.
All right. We'll talk to everybody else next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.